This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The pressure mounts on Democrats. Now, are you starting to believe me? Are you starting to believe little old Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show that the Democrats are in deep kimchi? Here's what a friend of mine's writes. No big surprise that Brennan and Comey are true blue communists, but those facts are now in the open as reported by Drudge. Were you guys aware of this? Did you know that Brennan and Comey are communist? Admitted communist. He goes on to say, stupid is as stupid does. Brennan discussed with New York Magazine how he actually had to lie about being a devout communist in order to obtain his CIA directorship. But knowing there are at least three factions within the CIA, he calls them the good, the bad, and the ugly, he says, is it any wonder as to how Brennan's past was swept under the carpet? Brennan is a communist, an admitted communist. He's also an admitted Muslim sympathizer. He goes on to write, the latest news about the trio, Brennan, Comey, and Clapper, all three throwing each other under the bus, is very revealing, evident of their panic of what's coming. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. These people, these clowns, that's what they are, swamp rat DC clowns, are now, that's the beginning. And I know you're smart enough. You are an astute audience, the folks that listen to my show, The Kevin Jackson Show. You know for yourself that these are people who are now turning on each other. You have no idea of the scrambling that's going on. Well, I shouldn't say that. You have a general idea. You've watched TV. You've seen these shows where they're now plotting against one another. It doesn't end well. Now, as I said, the government runs a scapegoat farm. And now they're trying to just figure out who's going to be the scapegoat. I thought it was going to be Comey, but now that I've read more reports, got a little bit more inside info, guys like Bongino and others, I'm going, you know what? It might be Brennan. Brennan has lied under oath. By the way, so is Clapper. But here, they're all going to get it. Don't feel bad. Don't feel like, oh, man, Kevin, if they get Brennan but they don't get Comey. No, they're all going to get it. But Brennan may very well be the first person to go, you know, because Brennan has been an outspoken critic of the President of the United States, something most CIA directors know not to do. Just shut your mouth. I mean, these are people you're supposed to be able to trust with secrets, trust with, you know, stay politically apolitical. Just don't get involved. And Brennan has been on TV, on Twitter, and every social media, every media platform, essentially dancing on what he hoped would be the grave of Donald Trump. And now he's in huge trouble. This guy goes on to write, Richard, he says, neither one wants to take responsibility for how and why FISA applications were initiated illegally with the assistance of two main foreign intelligence agencies, the UK and Australia. He says, it goes on, this is an article in Town Hall. Now that they've been caught using the power of the federal government, it's no surprise, one, they're calling for America to move on, and two, they're going after each other to avoid responsibility. I hadn't seen where they called for America to move on, but in this article, apparently, they don't want an investigation of what's happening now. I find that superiorly interesting that they don't want an investigation. I think it's Katie Pavlich's article, for those of you who are interested in where this information came from. But here's what Katie writes. Now that the two-year-long special counsel investigation into the 2016 election is over, Attorney General Bill Barr has serious questions about how it all started, blah, blah, blah. For weeks, U.S. Attorney John Durham's been looking into the situation. Now that the microscope has turned heads to the U.S. intelligence agencies during the Obama administration, things are getting quite uncomfortable for former FBI Director Comey. Called him disgraced, because I don't put anything with Comey's name in it without mentioning disgraced former FBI director, disgraced former national director of national intelligence James Clapper, and disgraced former CIA director Brennan. as a result, are already turning on each other, she says, just to get ahead. For example, Comey and Brennan are at each other's throats over who pushed the dossier. Mark Meadows, representative in Congress, said, amazing, Jane Comey says it in 2016. John Brennan insisted on including the dossier in their assessment. But Brennan says, no. Comey wanted to use the dossier. They know the truth is coming, and now they're throwing each other under the bus. Art, are you out there? Hello? Carl, haven't heard from you in a minute, brother. I'm not mocking these guys. These are guys that say to me, Kevin, they're not going to face justice, man. Art's afraid that they're not going to face justice. Carl says they're not going to face justice. It's just going to be more of the same. I'm telling you right now, this is Kevin Jackson speaking to you. I'm not speaking to you as a partisan. I'm not speaking to you as a conservative. I'm speaking to you as a pragmatic person that says, let me tell you, I look at the way things used to be, what we call in consulting the as-is. I look at the 2B, and I look at the fit gap. And let me tell you what's going on in the fit gap. It's changing the as-is. The way D.C. used to run, it is not going to run that way again. No, sir. Well, I shouldn't say ever, but not the way that it was running before. The fit gap that's happening now is Donald Trump has bridged what we've always wanted our government to be. See, the as-is has been corruption. It has been larceny. It has been the elitist taking advantage of the taxpayers and essentially doing it right. They used to do it behind your backs. Now they do it in your face. The fit gap was Donald Trump, a man who says, I know what's going on. I've seen the inside. You think you know the crooked nature of this government. You don't know it. And it, by the grace of God, Donald Trump was put in the situation where he had to fight for his political life, really his life. These people want to destroy him, not wanted, want, continue to want. And you know what's happening? You're watching the fit gap of Donald Trump make these people now have to destroy the entire operation. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm making a really good assessment here. And I've been warning you for the better part of 2 years. I said, don't sweat this. Don't sweat it, Carl. Don't sweat it, audience. These guys are going to get theirs. They've got nowhere else to go now. They have no protections. They don't have the coverage of the president. They don't have the coverage of any of the clandestine agencies. They don't have the coverage of each other. They are now turning on each other. But Comey's not doing any more little things in the woods. He's now going after his own guys. Short break. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland at yahoo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
High-level dispute over which senior government officials pushed the unverified Steele dossier. What a twist in the plot, huh, conservatives? Huh, Republicans? Huh, TeaPartyCommunity.org members? Huh, pragmatic libertarian, whatever you want to call yourselves, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? What did I tell you? Articles are now starting to surface. Here's one. Why did the anti-Trump conspirators throw their lives away? Did you see the thing where Kelsey Grammer came out and said he supports Donald Trump? This is a conservative one of the, I mean, think John Voight. Kelsey Grammer has been consistently working in Hollywood, and he is an avid conservative and a staunch Trump supporter. And he was on Christian M. Amanpour's show, and he says, I support the president. And he essentially called Congress a bunch of jackals. We'll get to more of that. I don't know that there's anything more to say other than the level of confidence in which he was. Anyway, you know, are you afraid of not working? Kelsey Grammer's like, look, I'm talented. Look at anything Kelsey Grammer's done. Frasier, the movies he's in. He nails it. John Voight. You want to know why John Voight is working in Hollywood? Because John Voight is off the chain as an actor. And while De Niro's running around, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, you got these guys saying, I'm 100% for the president. Congratulations to them and congratulations to us. All I'm telling you is these are all little signs. I mean, I'm not saying Kelsey Grammer's been this way for a while, but why the timing now for CNN's Christiane Amanpour to come out and ask, and he's, boom, here it is. I support the president and his Congress is a mess. Let me tell you why. Because the explosion that is happening with the Democratic Party is going to change the hearts and minds of a lot of people. Listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. High-level dispute over who pushed the dossier. Sources have said that an email chain indicated that then-FBI Director James Comey, now disgraced FBI Director James Comey, told Bureau subordinates that then-CIA Director John Brennan insisted the dossier be included in the community in the intelligence community assessment on Russian interference known as an ICA. Brennan's butt is in trouble. Trey Gowdy alluded to it a while back.
I'll tell you, I've seen the documents, and James Comey, he's got problems, but the bigger problem is Bobby Love with John Brennan.
That was, you know, that's Comey, I mean, Trey Gowdy. And here's what former FBI Director James Baker said about Comey. Senior FBI officials were concerned that Director James Comey would appear to be blackmailing then-President-elect Trump using tactics notoriously associated with Hoover when he attempted the fateful January 16, 2017 meeting at which he informed the real estate magnate turned president about allegations he had consorted with prostitutes in Moscow. This is according to Jim Baker, the Bureau's chief at the time. We were quite worried about the Hoover analogies, and we were determined not to have such a disaster happen on our watch, said Jim Baker, then the FBI's top lawyer. Now, what he's saying is, I think this may have been part of the insiders that said, okay, look, this is getting out of hand. You know, these the Q guys and QAnon. And these, you know, I'm not going to pretend that I'm not trying to deal in conspiracies, but I'm saying I think there are some people in the government that go, nah, we can't do this. We can't let this happen. Now, here's what's really interesting. James Clapper has essentially said, let's just move on.
So one development over the hours is we learned that the U.S. Attorney General William Barr has appointed the U.S. Attorney from Connecticut to investigate the origins of the Russia investigation. You, of course, were the director of national intelligence at the beginning of the investigation. Do you think this kind of investigation is warranted?
Well, I guess you're going to have to stand in line, take a number to do an investigation of the investigators. There's already one substantial investigation, which, as I understand, is nearing completion, being conducted, led by the Department of Justice Inspector General. So, for me, I'd wait for the outcome of that to determine if there need to be yet more investigations. But now we're starting other investigations before that one is completed. And John, point I have to make here is we're kind of losing sight of what was the cause of all this. The predicate for all this was the Russians and the Russian engagement. Now we know apparently dozens of cases where Russian operatives, some of whom were known to be have intelligence connections, we're trying to engage with the Trump campaign. That's what the concern was and was a predicate for any of these this investigation.
The Russians were attacking the U.S. election system.
Exactly. And on a rather massive scale, through social media, through RT. And we saw, as part of the prior administration, all these encounters between members of the Trump camp and the Russians.
Talk about a cover. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. That was former Director of National Intelligence under Obama, James Clapper, saying, well, there were the Russians, and we had the Russians, and they were infiltrating and all that. No, the only person infiltrating infiltrating the Trump camp was Comey's FBI agents. Because there's no serious connection. The closest connection they have is Veselinskaya, whatever, that Russian woman who arranged the meeting with Trump Jr., and there's nothing there. Trump Jr. says, yeah, I'm going to meet with you, Senate. I'll meet with you privately. And you know what I think? If I were a guessing man, and I am to some degree, I think Donald Trump Jr. is going to be behind closed doors saying, you know what? We got all of you. You're all in big trouble. You've tried to demean my character, the character of my family, my father, myself, many people associated with us, and we have you. I just wanted to come to this meeting to meet with you face to face to say, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure every one of you ends up in prison for the things that you've done and how you've tried to drag my family through the mud. Anyway, I was reading from an article. It was sent to me by a friend of mine. I think his name is, who sent me this, Richard? And he says, as Q has stated several times, never interfere with an enemy that is self-destructing. The main reason why Trump is waiting to release the declassified, coining new words on the Kevin Jackson Show. No, the declassified stuff is he's saying, why do I need to release it? Watch what's going to happen. See, think about this. Think about when somebody knows something you've done wrong, but they only allude to it. Let's say it's you went to go gamble with the boys, but you told your wife you were going to the library. And she says, so where were you? And she says, you weren't gambling, were you? No, I wasn't gambling. No, not at all. I was at the library. But she gives you enough information to know that she knows, but you're questioning, does she really know? Did I have the scent of cigar on me? Did I leave a chip in my pocket from the poker game? Whatever, right? That's a horrible feeling. It's a horrible feeling. Most people have felt something close to that. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years. And there's a way out of this financial nightmare. And my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A domestic disturbance leads to a shooting of three police officers in Auburn, Alabama, late yesterday. A police spokesman says
three officers were injured, one of them fatally.
Two were serious, but both of them will be expected to recover.
Now, late word is a suspect is in custody after killing that one cop and injuring the two others as Grady Wayne Wilkes was captured this morning. The shooting took place as police were responding to a domestic disturbance, but Wilkes showed up dressed in camouflage and body armor when he shot those officers. Democratic Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says he will sign a restrictive abortion bill if it reaches his desk. Lawmakers close to passing the heartbeat bill to restrict abortions after about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can I ask you, Kelsey, we're talking obviously about today's politics, and it's very divisive, it's very partisan, whether it's in the United States, whether it's here. You are one of those rare Hollywood beasts who is conservative, and you voted for Donald Trump. And I just wonder whether you sort of took any hits in Hollywood for that? Did you feel that you were sort of marginalized?
I'm aware of taking a hit for it. Now, certainly there's, passions run high. And certainly he has, been a touchstone for an extraordinarily passionate response. I don't know if it's as serious or horrible as everybody wants it to be.
I was wondering whether you thought that many people believe this sort of fabric is being disrupted, and
fabric being disrupted is a good thing.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I do not think Washington was doing any favors. For the last 50, 60 years, I think they've all been sort of just the same party, the same bunch of clowns, the same bunch of unpleasant people. And I don't think they've been helping anybody but themselves.
And what about people? Do you wonder, here we hear with Brexit, how can people back together?
I think
again?
The English people should be just fine because, they've been through a lot worse.
And the American people?
And the American people will be just fine, too. We've been through a lot worse.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I just wanted to play that clip because Kelsey Grammer's over in England talking to Christiane Amanpour. I see it's a sign. Here's a guy. He can keep his mouth shut. This guy has been working consistently in because he's talented. He can work on Broadway and all that, and he's a reasonable guy. And the timing of him in doing this and Christiane Amanpour playing this with a guy who is revered in Hollywood, I think it's fitting. I think it says a lot. Well, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. I know we keep identifying, but that's what I have to do is what they tell me. So there you go. Anyway, we're talking about the Democrats turning on each other. It's ugly out there, uglier than any of them can even imagine. And I'm happy to watch these people eat each other. We have been demonized. We have been criticized. These people wanted the world to believe that we made a mistake in picking Donald Trump and on. And on. I could go on ad nauseum. And now we get to say, see, we told you. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to say I told you so with all the flair of Elton John Liberace and Freddie Mercury. I'm going to be a flaming lefty, anti-leftist gay boy in this going, I told you so. Yeah. I'm not gay, though. Let's just be clear. I don't know if you guys saw Bohemian Rhapsody. I saw it the other day. Good show. I'm a huge Queen fan. Huge. And I'm telling you, that film, if you like Freddie Mercury, you like Queen music, and how it came to be, it'll blow your mind. Queen, for me, came to be under Another One Bites the Dust. One of my best friends, who's a weirdo little white dude, he's passed away, Mikey. When I was in high school, he brings me, he's like, Kev, you got to hear this song, man. You got to hear this band, you know, this new song, whatever. And I'm like, Mike, it's enough that you have to be on my team, but stay away from me with your music, because he was into, you know, metal and all that. He goes, you got to hear this. And I said, okay. I remember we were just getting into school. I was assembling my battalion staff team in military school. And he pulls out Queen. And I said, okay, see, you already lost me. He goes, Kev, just hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. And he played, doom, 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 doo, 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 doo. And I was like, whoa. In the movie, they talk about the development of that particular piece, and I reflect it immediately back to Mike, because it was transformative. Once I heard, I was like, who is this band? And then from there, I sort of went backwards and went, wow, they're really great. One other quick point on Queen, just FYI. I didn't know they wrote Fat Bottom Girls. I absolutely love that song. Fat Bottom Girls, they make the rocket world go round. Love that song. Anyway, didn't know they wrote that. What I learned in that movie was how many Queen songs that I didn't realize they did that are iconic. Yeah, I recommend it. I'm not big on Hollyweird, you guys know. But I recommend it. And, you know, the gay thing and all that. Look, Freddie Mercury was just an amazingly talented individual who happened to be gay. And his, you know, here's what's funny about that. It's his torment between going against the grain and that inner struggle of, you know, not knowing who he was and all that is what made him, honestly, great. Probably one of the greatest rock guys ever. I was watching him perform during this show, and I was thinking to myself, you may be a huge Stones fan, or you may name your band. You know, you may be, whoever, right? AC/DC. But I don't think there's anybody that compares to Queen in terms of scope of music and iconic songs. And I know there's I Can't Get No Satisfaction, and I know there's the Beatles guys and all that. I'm telling you, I would put the talent of Queen up against any of them. Maybe they didn't survive as long or whatever. I don't know all the details of that. But boy, what a talented group of musicians, and how they all fit together. It really was, as described in the film, a group of misfits playing the misfits. But now let's talk about these other misfits. These Democrats that now understand their plight, that are now getting it. They are finally understanding they cannot get out of this. And I told you guys, I said they cannot and they will not get out of this. This friend of mine, I said it was Richard, but it's Dave Bertrand. He says, let them throw each other under the bus. But at the end of the day, when it's all revealed, the two main characters are going to surface to the top of this coup, and it's going to be Obama and Hillary Clinton. And the rest of them are complicit. And they were complicit in what? The attempted overthrow of the U.S. government while going after a rival by the name of President Trump. So forget that it's just about Trump. This was an overtake of the government. This was, if they got everything implemented the way they were, there is no limit to the level of carving up of this country and possibly the world. If you think the Clintons working through the Secretary of State and the Clinton Foundation, who were able to amass billions of dollars, what do you think they would have done if Hillary Clinton made it to the presidency? Had she ascended the throne, which is what was due to happen. And the reason why people were so committed, willing to sacrifice life and liberty, is because they knew she could win, because they'd stacked the deck to such a degree that the only way for Donald Trump to win was by God's intervention. That's the only way. Man. One other quick story. There was an explosion over the weekend at an Egyptian tourist bus. I'm going to take a guess and say it wasn't Buddhists, it wasn't Protestants or Catholics, it wasn't Jews or Gentiles. It was Muslims. I'm just going to take a guess and say that's what that was about. And what I want you to understand is that the president, who was under fire for a bogus fake news witch hunt turned con job called the Russian collusion story, and a man who has been trying to protect this country per his constitutional duties, is essentially this explosion in a tourist bus tells you all you need to know. These are the people that want to get it, that are in this country. By the way, we talked about a terrorist organization that was found in Alabama. They found another one. I think it was in Michigan. I'm talking about Muslim terror on our shores, being homegrown. What I want you to understand is the level of how important the Trump victory is and was. And let me ask you this. If everything that's being revealed now had been revealed prior to the 2018 elections for the House and the Senate, where do you think we would have been? Do you think that Donald Trump would have, that the House would have been turned over and conceded to Nancy Pelosi? If we knew what we know now, it's because I'm going to tell you, I don't think it was. This thing is going to go up to Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the highest levels of government. It's already got these guys pointing the fingers at one another. That's not going to stop. That's only going to escalate over the next few weeks. And let me tell you what else is going to escalate. Donald Trump's rhetoric will escalate. I want to give you the signs to look for. The president is going to become more and more forceful about what happened. So the coup. The coup was attempted. It fell apart. They Rosenstein, whatever his name, he's gone. He was part of it. He and Comey are at each other. Have you seen that? They've been at each other. Then there's Comey and Brennan that are at each other. Now, Clapper is kind of staying on the sidelines, but pretty soon he's going to pick a dog in the fight, and that'll tell you who's going to go down, who's going to hit the scapegoat farm. But this coup is still underway, folks, and A.G. Barr is the one who is now, they poked the tiger enough, and A.G. Barr is going, okay, you want to poke the tiger? Watch what happens over the next few weeks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Former deputy actor Andrew McCabe has said that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein had offered to wear a wire into the Oval Office.
The Deputy Attorney General offered to wear a wire into the White House. He said, I never get searched when I go into the White House. I could easily wear a recording device. They wouldn't know it was there. Now, he was not joking. He was absolutely serious, and in fact, he brought it up in the next meeting we had.
I caught up with Rosenstein and asked him about McCabe's claim.
Did you offer to wear a wire around Trump? That's my question. I wanted to clear it up. Do you mind?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Rosenstein laughing off the idea that he volunteered to wear a wire. That was Andrew McCabe accusing him of it. What have I told you guys over the past hour? I said the Democrats are eating themselves. They're eating each other. KJRadio.com. Glad you guys are hanging in there with me. This is going to get ugly for the Democrats. Jim Jordan made a comment. Did we get that clip? I thought we had that clip. Jim Jordan made a comment and essentially said, you know what? These guys are now, he validated what I said. He says, are you watching Jim Comey point the finger at Brennan? And they're going back and forth and other people getting involved. This is going to get ugly. It already is for the left. James Comey, he made some tweets. Just so you guys, what did Comey tweet? Here, let me pull this up. So he tweets, the president claiming the FBI's investigation was treason reminds me that a Russian once said, a lie told often enough becomes the truth. That shouldn't happen in America. Who will stand up? Well, apparently, not his Twitter followers, because I took the first, we posted this because I don't want people thinking we're making this up. First person on there, Comey for prison, 2019. Another guy replying to Comey. I call it projection. Mike Davis says, nice projection, Jimmy. Then there was another series. Let me pull these up. So these said, scaredy cat, time is coming for you. Shut up. Go knit in the woods or something, said Desi. Peter Morrissey said, then shush. Camille John said, see you in shackles soon. Donna, replying to Comey, says, as your twin from The Wizard of Oz says, if you only had a brain. Another guy, person, Millie, said, you're full-blown crazy. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Folks, nobody's believing the left. They can't sell this concept at all, and there's a very simple reason for it. Everybody knows they are lying through their teeth. The deep state wants to criminalize Barr, he is as steadfast on this as you can possibly get. Barr's like, hey, Nancy, you bring your handcuffs to this event? He's mocking them. Donald Trump, he's going to be obstructionist. And, of course, we got a Republican senator that wants to get his name. I read the report, and Donald Trump is definitely guilty of obstruction. Justin Amish said this. Even no backbone Comey came out and said, there's no obstruction by Trump. That should tell you all you need to know. But is he going to later backtrack? Because you never know about Comey. All I'm telling you, folks, these people are running scared. You have never seen Democrats in this much disarray. And let me tell you why. You know most of the reasons. But the biggest reason is they can no longer, what? Yeah, I want to see what you were going to say. They can no longer control the narrative. See, when the Democrats had full-blown power over media, and we paid attention, and even we conservatives would be like, well, I mean, when there is a preponderance of evidence, holy cow, they keep talking about, there must be Russian collusion, they keep talking about it. But when we finally wake up and go, wait a minute, you're not selling me that easily on this concept, suddenly the Democrats are like, big trouble looms ahead. They said, playing right into the hands of Trump's 2020 win and watching the show. That's what they said. This is the writer I mentioned earlier. He says, the deep state attempts to criminalize Barr for absolute nonsense, playing into the hands of the Trump 2020 win. And he can't believe that the Democrats have reached a level of desperation to where it's laughable now to think about them. He says, diversion after diversion to delay and delay while brainwashing the world into believing there's more to the Russian collusion than meets the eye, citing obstruction, is their weakest attempt to destroy the president. See, here's the deal. The Mueller report was not supposed to, sort of destroy Trump. It wasn't supposed to lightly destroy Trump. The Mueller report was meant to destroy Trump. Donald Trump. Not to cast little doubts here and there. The Democrats sold it as all or nothing. You can't do that. You can't say you get the car as is and then decide you want a warranty. No, you got it as is. There is no warranty. So it is a catastrophe, a catastrophe. It's a catastrophe of their own creation. And that's what makes it so much more fun. See, we didn't orchestrate this. And what makes it more fun for me, I'm not like my buddy Larry, Larry Elder, but I am a sage of sorts. And what makes it fun for me is I predicted this. And I don't look at myself as somebody that's like, ooh, Kevin is so smart. I am smart. I'm not going to lie. I'm smart. But I will be blatantly honest. I don't think I've said anything on this particular issue that you couldn't have figured out for yourself. That's why when people say, Kevin, do you really think that justice is going to be served? I'm like, how could you not? It reminds me, I guess, of thinking that there's always an army ready to back you up, an army of truth that's ready to back you up. It doesn't matter sometimes if you have the truth on your side. There's nobody to back you up. But in this particular case, you don't need anybody. Look, I don't know how y'all feel, but Kevin Jackson, me, speaking of myself in the third party, like an athlete, like a boxer in particular, I don't care if you back me. I hate to say it that way. It sounds a little cruel.
Well, Kevin just doesn't seem to care.
I don't. I don't care if you back me. If you back me, great. If you don't, you know what? My opinion stands. I suggest that we all look into that. That's a great way to be. My friend writes, we Americans have had enough. It is time to turn the tables on these treasonous, let's call them fatherless children. Once and for all. He says, we expect military tribunals with long sentences, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if that's going to be the case. It's not for me to decide. But what I will tell you is our guys are not afraid. And here's what they said. Here's a Barr report on what he had to say about the report itself.
The fact of the matter is Bob Mueller did not look at the government's activities. He was not going back and looking at the counterintelligence program. And we have a number of investigations underway that touch upon it, the main one being the Office of Inspector General that's looking at the FISA warrants. But as far as I'm aware, no one has really looked across the whole waterfront.
Folks, there is no mincing of words there with Barr. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Jim Jordan, he chimed in on it. I mentioned it earlier. I can't play the whole clip because it's too long, but I think we can at least get to part of it. So let's play a part of it, and you'll get an understanding that this is not going away for the Democrats. And in fact, it's going to get ugly. And I don't know how many steps there is to this 12-step program of I am a Democrat and I'm from a brain dead moron. My name is so-and-so, right? I don't know how many steps there are, but I'll tell you this. We're well past the identification of brain dead moron Democrat and give your name. Here's Jim Jordan on it.
What I do know is Bill Barr is not just serious. I think he's very serious. He said in his interview with Bill Himmer that someone may have put their thumb on the scale. He's concerned about that. Did that actually happen? When you take that statement and couple it with what he said 4 weeks ago in front of the Senate, when he said that he felt there was a failure of leadership at the upper echelon of the FBI, that was certainly the case. He said spying did occur. There's a basis for his concern about the spying that took place. And then probably fourth and most importantly, he used two terms that should scare every American. He talked about unauthorized surveillance and potential political surveillance. So I think he is starting from the right premise, and he is very serious about finding out what exactly took place when they launched this whole Trump-Russia investigation in the first place.
American conservative pragmatists, whatever, the people who vote for this cause of righteousness, not just party affiliation, you will be vindicated, not that you need it. You will be proven to be the smartest Americans.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.